All right, we do this every year, and when it's not our turn, we love it. When it's our turn, not so great.
Yeah, it's like you just kind of wake up and think, whatever. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Gotta take the punch.
Yes. You know, I don't feel anything at this point anymore. I really don't.
Yeah.
It could be my antidepressant. It could just be years of living here.
Still,
I don't know.
Are you still on those?
Yeah. Lower dose than it ever has been. But today after today, I might have to up it.
Hey, if you're not feeling anything, let me know what that one's called.
Okay, sure.
I need some of that not feeling anything.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
You know, you just like go through life. You're like, cool.
But you just become numb though, right?
Yes. And numb I did reach that point. And then so we lowered it because I was like, I feel fine.
And not to pry any further,
no,
but didn't that it can lower your sex drive?
Yes. And I was very worried about that. So, but on the very, very low dose that I'm on, all good.
No it's difference? Great.
No.
Ooh, gross.
No.
Katie, oversharing.
So we found the happy place.
Oh, I bet he did.
So to speak.
I bet y'all did.
And you find it works.
Below the waist.
What? Yeah, I do.
So when you come in here, you're actually on it. And
yeah,
I know, considered it's
shocking.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking.
He wants you to
oh my God.
It's
shocking. Do not take it.
There was a time when I came in, and I don't know if you noticed, but like I was not crying ever. I wasn't feeling, and I don't like that. I don't want to not feel. There's too much life to experience, and with my kids and stuff, I was like, no, I need to be able to feel, and because so I'm good.
It took me 10 years to see you cry, and I was like, oh, she's a real person.
And I wasn't on anything at that point.
I know, and it was after you had kids, and I think you found things more sentimental and emotional.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Katie's a real person, and then all of a sudden it was gone for a while. I'm like,
yeah, I didn't like that.
She's back to not being...
Didn't. And it's more anti-anxiety, which like, it's not really...
By the way, so it doesn't do anything for you when you, for instance, when we're having a conversation, me and you, it doesn't keep you calmer?
I see what you're saying.
No, I'm serious because you get worked up easy.
Yeah, not easy. It's just I think when you're pushed to the brink, the way I am every day in here by you, it is. I like to react. I like to feel.
Okay, and can I pry more?
Yes.
Are you on any other medication that's associated with the antidepressant? Because you said it's more anti-anxiety.
Yeah, it does both. It's called Vibrid.
And
Vibrid. Vibrid, and it's for both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get one of them.
Other than that, no, I'm not on any other ones that have to do with that.
How long does it take to take effect?
I feel like I felt a difference, like probably, I don't know. That's like how you know it's working when you don't, you don't just like wake up one day and you say, oh, I feel great. It's just when you look back and you think, oh
I feel like I'm handling things better or just like not so.
Just not as, like I have an energy to, that's not the right word. I have a want to do things. I find excitement in things that maybe I was not as excited about before.
And because anxiety was ruining it?
Yeah. Okay. I was worried about everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's the worst.
What are you worried about?
My children, my husband, my family members were. I mean, I could keep going.
I didn't know.
Jason's like, oh, yeah, those.
All the things that I can't control, all the things I can control.
I didn't know if it was one particular... You know, you going through some, I mean, I remember when your dad, he had to get a
kidney transplant.
Kidney transplant.
And we're coming up, by the way, 5 years.
That's incredible.
Oh, wow. 5 years, yes.
I could see that's a particular thing to have tremendous anxiety over.
Yeah, that was a big stressor at the time, but it's the anxiety. I'll tell you my biggest anxiety trigger still to this day is time.
Mm-hmm.
Alarms and time and having to be somewhere and having things like, that's my biggest trigger.
Do you get just worried that you're late or you got too much going on? You don't want to go?
All the above.
Yeah.
All the above.
Is that why you carry the 4 calendar? Because you would think if you're on that, you would be a little bit.
I think it's the way that I can manage it. Okay. You know, if I see it written down, it's like, have you ever seen those memes? I know I reference memes a lot, but you've seen them where they're, it's like, great. I have an appointment at 3 p.m. today. Can't do anything else until 3. You know what I mean?
Know,
it's like that. It's like, I have something at 3 o'clock today. Well, I can't. I have to, like, think about it.
Right. Yeah. Especially, like, for us. Like, if we can get a nap, that's, like, our nap time. And it's, like, 3 o'clock. And you're like, oh, my gosh. I go to work. And then I'm like, ugh.
Am I going to have time to go, like, today? I have something at 3. And so I'm thinking, okay, I want to be able to, I work out today. I go back to my trainer for the first time since I hurt my ankle. I'm a little bit worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to make sure that I get a nap. And then the kids get off the bus, so I have to be for that. And then by 3 o'clock, it's like
I once was prescribed by a doctor. I'm not sure what it exactly called, but it has to do. It's like when you look at it,
was it lithium? If you
when you look at it and it and you take two, take it at a certain dose, it is for, it's like a crazy medicine. It's literally.
Is this your sleep medicine?
No. Oh. This is a different one.
Because remember you came to us, but you were like, I have this medicine.
It's the best.
It's going to make you sleep. We're like, what's the name? I don't know.
I don't know what it is. So are you drowsy? No, not at all. And then he comes the next day. He's like, oh, man, I'm so drowsy. I took it 10 seconds too late.
You're like, I don't think you're doing it right.
It is powerful. I'm like, what in the hell?
Your eyes have like red rings around them. Like, what's the
I have to get a, I have a pill cutter now for that if I have to take it.
Oh, good.
And I have to, it's a tiny, it's like as dangerous as fentanyl to me. It, because the pill is so small and it is so powerful that not only do I cut it in half, which you, there's no lying to cut it in half. It's so small.
And then it can crush.
Yeah.
Well, I do it in a quarter.
Oh.
That's how powerful it is.
Jeez.
That is not the medicine that I was prescribed. It
you're
was something
fentanyl.
To do.
Yeah, seriously. What is that? Like, what was the Michael Jackson on to put him to sleep?
Propofol.
No. That wasn't the medicine. The other medicine's more of for erratic behavior.
Okay. I swear to God. You're like, I don't need that anymore.
I don't have that.
Swear to God. At one point. Yep.
You don't remember what it was called?
I'll find the name.
Okay.
It's definitely for erratic behavior.
Okay.
Like, meaning that my mood can sway tremendously.
Oh, we know.
What do you know?
Did it work?
I didn't take it.
Oh.
How come?
You showed them.
Well, I took it like once in a while, and I'm like, I don't notice anything.
I think you're supposed to probably take it for a while. I don't think it's a good thing to be off
of
it.
Yeah, they said, actually, if you take it on and off, it can make it even worse. So that was a trouble, too.
Yeah.
This isn't working. I feel crazy.
Oh, he's questioning me. Oh, and I'm like, I'll tell you anything you want to know about Vibrant. He was like, well, I had this antipsychotic medicine.
That I took three times in 4 years.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
It's just a mood thing.
We all have, like, we can't help our chemical makeup.
No.
And then... I have many things that are problems. Then for whatever reason, I didn't have like the anxiety and stuff, but I have it now.
Yeah, I think at some point we yes. And we also did not have the terminology.
No, we
and
didn't.
We did not have the platform and the places to go to talk to people who also were having the same exact things.
Yeah.
You know, now everybody's more of an open book and like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's always been okay, but people didn't talk about it.
I started realizing there might be a problem after inanimate objects made me punch walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, a little issue.
I don't know. It's fine now.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Fine.
Nothing to see here.
Everything's fine.
It's fine, damn it. Yeah, I was on anxiety medicine for the first time in my life when my dad was diagnosed with cancer, like 2 weeks after Heather and I separate, or Kelly and I separate. I can't keep him track. But I was just like, this is like way too much at once.
Yeah.
It was like my world's just, and I was homeless basically for 3 weeks.
True that.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still working out a deal. But
your brain
like,
swims, you know, like, and it's,
It's funny that you say that, Katie, about the, you know, now the terminology is more accepted and all that. Sebastian Maniscalco.
I said it wrong.
Actually did
years.
A segment saying, oh, nowadays people are on these antidepressant pills and all that. We didn't have antidepressant pill. I told my son, because you had to go find yourself. We've been depressed for 30 damn years.
Yes.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. It's so true.
Yeah, he said his dad's like, he can't. Oh, I wish I could find it. We have so many of his clips.
It's so funny.
I can't remember. I put in depressed. It doesn't come up.
Shockingly.
It doesn't come up.